Welcome back to your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. Words, smells, time travel. This episode has it all. Specifically, it has those three things. A lot of our episodes have at least two of those things, but this one has all three. Okay, 40% of our shows have all three of those things. 90% of them have at least two, and all of them, dear listener, have words. Bob and I have yet to do an interpretive dance episode, but now that I think about it, that is a fantastic idea. Enjoy.
Devin, my firstborn, did some needlepoint, dirty word needlepoint.
Oh, yeah. That's fun.
It's just, you know, she asked Patty, you know, what's your favorite swear word? Which I don't know why Patty said shit, you know, because I know that's not her favorite.
So why didn't she say anything?
She said the word shit.
She fed
Devin the word and so Devin made this beautiful needlepoint that hangs over the door of our bedroom.
Yeah,
you know, but to me it's funny because it's such this little kind of quaint, maybe even elegant sometimes art form that she's using to
turn it into something vulgar.
Yeah. Vulgar and in a nice way.
Yeah,
because
it's disconcerting. It's
get to use your words.
I like it.
Although I don't let my students use their words in the showcase. I had a little bit of a conversation about that this week. I'm going to have a showcase on March 15th with my level one students.
May 15th?
May 15th.
Okay.
May 15th. Did I say March 15th?
Mm-hmm.
I won't actually go back in time for that.
Maybe next May 15th. Yeah, March 15th.
At the Ides of March.
They need to get rid of all these swear words. It might take around a year.
If I could go back to March 15th, that'd probably save Caesar. Just to see, you know.
Caesar!
What?
Watch out! What if by saving him, that means that the salad wouldn't be around?
That's a good point. That is a good point.
Some good came out of that.
I agree.
I assume the salad was created in his honor.
I think you're right.
And inspired by him.
I think you're right. So I guess maybe we could have just kind of left it the way it is.
Okay, good.
Let him die.
All right.
For the salad.
Shut down the time machine, please. We're not going back.
You would go back, wouldn't you, if you could?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I would too.
Yeah.
I would go forward too.
Smell. Like most times we'll smell.
Mm. Oh.
But what would you go back and do?
Just look around.
Just take a look.
Yeah. I would want to not be noticed, quite honestly, because I believe in the butterfly effect and I don't really want to screw things up. I don't want to make a mess of things, but I just want to be able to observe. And even the smells, although the book Perfume, scared me away from smells. I don't know if you're familiar with this book, but it's a book about a serial killer who has the greatest sense of smell that mankind has ever known. And he creates the most beautiful perfumes by murdering women and then taking the essence of them and putting it into the perfume, right? But the description at the start of this book of the birth of this child, and it's almost all olfactory descriptions. You smell everything, because this is kind of the way this person lives when they're alive.
Mm-hmm.
You're living vicariously through the way they smell their way through the world, right? And it's so vulgar. It's just the bodily smells and the refuse smells and the old furniture building smells, and it sounded like a place that would be overwhelming with stink. So maybe I don't want to go back that far.
Just go back and check it out. I think there was the plot of a movie where they would go back and watch. It was a group of tourists, time tourists, and they would go back and watch tragic events. So Mount St. Helens exploding and Titanic.
Wow.
And stuff like that. And I don't remember the movie. I could probably look it up, but they were in this town. And it was just a random town, and they were kind of staying there, and they were staying at a bed and breakfast, and it was a little weird. And people were like, and then they started to, the people that work there and live there started to deduce what this was all about. And they found out that they only go back to places where something terrible is going to happen. So they're like, what's going to happen?
Oh.
And it was nice. It ratcheted up the tension.
That sounds like an interesting plot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. If you'd find out what that is, I would watch it.
So wait, what if we watch it now and you're one of the time tourists?
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
That would be amazing.
Then was you making the movie the entire time? The Bob was coming from inside the movie the entire time.
It's too meta. And it's 4:20 and we're not even high and we're talking like this.
We are.
Hi gang, it's Bob. It's true, Nick and I did not get high for our 420 show, but we did talk about it a lot, and you'll hear all about it on our next episode of The Dose. For those who are interested in twisted historical fiction that you can smell, the book I mentioned in this episode is Perfume by Patrick Susskind. It's an interesting and pungent read. Check it out. That wraps up this episode of your Daily Dose. We'll catch you next week.